There are people who are not able to access healthcare other than through the emergency room, where it's the most high cost and least effective. And these would be funds that would help to stabilize our healthcare system for everyone in Wyoming.
Jan Cartwright with the Wyoming Primary Care Association says the pandemic and downturns in the fossil fuel sector exposed gaps in the state's healthcare system when Wyoming workers lost job-related health insurance. She says expanding Medicaid would help fill those gaps. It's estimated that expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act would provide health coverage to some 24,000 Wyoming residents, mostly single mothers who earn too much to qualify for standard Medicaid, but not enough to afford private insurance. Cartwright says it's been 9 years since the U.S. Supreme Court made expansion optional for states, and taxpayers continue to be on the hook when uninsured patients can't pay medical bills. The Wyoming Hospital Association estimates expansion would cut uncompensated care costs by more than $100 million a year.
Every bill that has been considered by the legislature has language that would allow the state to step back if the federal match changed. So we're not stuck. It would be important to do this for the expansion population now, and we'll deal with the future in the future.
If the Joint Revenue Committee votes in favor of expanding Medicaid during the interim season, a committee-backed bill would give Governor Mark Gordon permission to discuss options for expansion with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.